Money is an emergent property of scale. When you reach a certain scale of society, you start to need something that looks like money. If you've got a group of maybe 150 people, you all know each other really well. You work with each other all the time. You do something for them. They do something for you. Nobody really needs to keep track because you know and trust each other. Scale it up to maybe a few thousand people, and now you're dealing with people you don't necessarily know very well. So you don't really know, if I help him today, will he help me tomorrow? People start to need to keep track. And as you go to from a few hundred or from 100 people to several thousand, you're going to much more differentiation and a more complex system. There's a bigger range of goods and services, and it's hard to know what amount of one thing is worth what amount of another thing. You start to need a means of comparative value as you get to that larger scale, more complicated society. Scale it up again to the size of a country, and now you're working with people you've never met before and never will meet. So there's no basis of trust there. Now the trust in the system has to go from the personal level to the transpersonal level, or the institutional level. So we place our trust in the governance structure for money. Then we scaled it up again to international level, and we have another layer of governance structure. So money has become more and more sophisticated and complicated, and so have the mechanisms for controlling it, as a function of the size of the society that we're trying to run with it. When the functions are not being served, we are going to notice.